dapat magustuhan ka nila. First impression talaga yun. Para magka-interest sila, para makilala ka nila. So that's the no. And pag nagustuhan nila tayo, nakilala nila tayo, that's where these clients, these prospects will get to trust us. Hey friends, it's Nian here and welcome to the MMF Secret Tapes Volume 1. If you've been wanting to do freelancing and you're looking for something practical and straightforward, something that can really help you achieve an income the multi-million freelancer way, then this is very much perfect for you. Now, to get the most out of this, make sure you have a pen and a paper ready, pull up your worksheets, and we'll jump right into it. Hi everyone, it's Nian. So ngayon naman, nandito na tayo sa fourth episode of the Multi-Million Freelance Secret Tapes Volume 1 for Aspiring Freelancers. So again, if hindi nyo pa na papakinggan yung first, second, and third podcasts, then please do listen to that muna para mayroong context tong pakikinig nyo dito sa episode na ito. So now, I will be answering the question that I most certainly get every single day. Nian, how to start freelancing? Ngayon, pag-usapan natin na kung paano ba ako magsisimula, how to get started. If you're somebody na talagang as in, wala kayong alam with freelancing, I got you with this podcast, I got you. So we will be talking about that. Game na. Start na tayo. Number one, let's not complicate things. Let's stick with simplicity. I am always for simplicity. Kung kaya mo pa simple yung isang bagay, kung kaya mo pa dala yung isang bagay, yun yung gagawin natin. Kasi after all, simplicity is key. Life is too complicated enough already. So ito, pasisimplihin na natin. So game. To get started, una guys, alam nyo na naman kung ano yung freelancing. Yun yung number one thing. Kailangan alam nyo kung ano yung papasukin nyo. So if napakinggan nyo yung first three episodes, I guess you have a great idea of what freelancing is na. So your second step now is you have to figure out your skill. Ano ba yung magiging main offer ko at sino yung pag-o-offeran ko? So, pwede yun magkabaliktad. Pwede nyo unang i-identify kung sino muna, tapos mamaya to follow kung ano yung magiging skill mo para sa mga tao na yon. For example, yung nauna mong naisip is, gusto ko na ang maging clients ko ay mga real estate brokers or anything related to construction, real estate, ganyan. So, ganyan yung gusto mong maging client base. Let's say, napili mo sila kasi feeling mo mahiyaman yung mga tao sa real estate. Or, interest mo lang talaga yung real estate. Let's say, you're an engineer or architect by profession and gusto mo na maging related pa din dun sa profession mo, yung gagawin mo sa freelancing. For whatever reason, napili mo yung industry na yun, real estate, ganyan. Ang nangyari dito, nauna mong in-identify yung audience mo. So now, if you do not have a certain skill yet, kasi as for me, in the beginning, I already knew what my skill was because for the main reason na I am really interested na with designs and branding. So, hindi na siya naging question sa akin. But truth be told nga naman, along the way, ang dami kong naging options kahit alam ko na yun yung nasa heart ko just because I feel like nakikita ko sa ibang tao na, uy, parang malaki yung kita sa Facebook ads. Uy, parang malaki yung kita sa sales funnel. So, I was kind of on that road pa din dati na pumipili pa din ako ng iba. So, parang medyo tagilid dun sa skills na part na parang napaisip pa din ako. So, ngayon, I believe na ikaw din mapapaisip ka kung ano ba yung pinaka magiging main offer mo. So ngayon, let's say nga, na na-identify mo muna yung market mo, which is real estate people. Ngayon, ang iisipin mo, ano kaya sa tingin ko yung problems na na-encounter nila? Better yet, if you have somebody to ask, kung meron ka kakilala na mismo, and pwede mo sila tanungin, ano ba yung na-encounter mo na mga problems sa business mo, na sa tingin mo, in the future, kailangan mo na ng help. So, pwedeng ganun. Pwedeng yung baliktarin. Pwedeng yung reverse engineer kung saan kayo manggagaling muna. So, pwedeng skill muna, tapos audience muna, or audience muna, tapos skill. In this case, pwedeng sabihin natin na, bro, ang kailangan ko kasi ngayon, ano eh, yung help sa marketing. Gusto kong makabenta pa ng mas madami pang condo. Gusto kong i-brand yung negosyo ko. Parang gusto ko makilala ko na kahit na mawala ako. Nako, on the wood naman dyan. Pero, ayun, parang gusto ko mabuhay yung negosyo ko kahit na ganun. Parang gusto ko consistent yung negosyo ko kahit anong mangyari. Ganyan. So, pag na-receive mo yung ganyan, pag sa tingin mo na ganun yung magiging mga problema nila in the future, or hindi naman exactly problema, but something that they want to do something about, then ngayon, ang pwede mo nang maging services ay branding at saka Facebook ads. Usually, pwede kang pumili lang talaga ng isa. It is advisable na isa lang talaga para yun yung expertise mo. But, sa una, kaya ko sinasabi na ganun kasi I am looking back to when I was starting out. Palagi akong torn between a lot of things just because I think na the more na kaya kong i-offer, the more na ang kukuha sa akin. But, little did I know na once na nandito na ako sa freelancing world, pagka may expertise ka, mas okay. Na hindi ko na pala kailangan alalahan na hindi ako marunong mag-Facebook ads, hindi ako marunong mag-sales funnel, hindi ako marunong mag-website design kasi I can excel at only one thing. And that's the greatest lesson that I can share with you guys na kailangan isipin nyo din na ako na being in the industry, in the freelance industry, ganun yung greatest takeaway na may i-share ko sa inyo na you can really stick to one lang. And let's say napili mo is branding. Let's say yun na yung napili mo na direction. So ngayon, meron ka ng market, meron ka ng real estate, meron ka ng skill which is branding. Ayun, ano nang next? Nian, ano nang next? Ah, syempre, ang iisipin mo, paano ka nakikita? Ito na yung fun part dyan. Kasi dito na papasok yung revenue. Dito na natin makikita kung paano na natin mamomonetize yung mga pinag-isipan natin. So, una, saan mo makikita yung mga real estate people na gusto mong i-target? Saan mo sila makikita? Nasa Instagram ba sila? Nasa Facebook ba sila? Nasa LinkedIn sila? Kung nasaan man sila, puntahan mo sila doon. What do I mean? May puntahan mo sila doon. Ibig sabihin, kailangan mo magpapansin sa platform na yun. Kung sa tingin mo madaming real estate brokers sa Instagram, then communicate using your Instagram. So, not necessarily na i-message mo sila isa-isa, pero syempre, as business people, part yan, we should network. Not necessarily na mag-offer tayo ng services, but more on just connect with people. What you do is you make it visible to the public na yun yung ginagawa mo. You make it visible to Instagram na, hey, ito yung ino-offer ko na services, ito yung kaya kong gawin para sa business mo. So you become visible in the platform where your target market is. So for example, in Facebook medyo mas madali eh kasi may mga Facebook groups tayo. So pagpunta mo sa Facebook group, for example, Real Estate Brokers Philippines, o diba? Automatic, nandyan na lahat ng mga target market mo. So, dyan ka dapat magpapansin. Dyan ka dapat maging visible kasi nandyan yung target market mo. What I am saying here is that the next step is all about social media presence. After knowing where they are, you should be out there. You should have social media presence wherever you think your target market is. Kasi that's the only way that they will get to notice us, and that is the only way that mako-close natin sila. Let's say na nag-reach out tayo and walang bakas yung social media natin about anything na sabi natin na kaya natin gawin. Do you think that the client you're offering your service to will trust you? Syempre, it's going to be difficult. You should always remember, keep in mind the like, know, and trust factor. Hey there! Are you currently in the zone and enjoying what we're discussing so far? If so, then I am glad, but allow me to quickly invite you to head over at www.viewsworkshops.com. In the downloads page, you will discover a quick and super actionable 3-step roadmap in a form of a workbook. This exact roadmap enabled thousands of my students to get redirection in their freelance business goals and get actual income without the overwhelm. So, be ready to get your hands on the actual roadmap and get to your 100k or even million earning months regardless if you're a newbie or an experienced freelancer. By taking action with that workbook, you are guaranteed to walk away with actionable strategies, and yes, this is absolutely free. Plus, this gives you access to a scheduled free 3-day webinar that I only give limited people access to. So I hope to see you there. una, dapat magustuhan ka nila. First impression talaga yun. Para magka-interest sila, para makilala ka nila. So that's the no. And pag nagustuhan nila tayo, nakilala nila tayo, that's where these clients, these prospects will get to trust us. Hindi natin ma-achieve yun kung hindi tayo magkakameroon ng valid social media presence. It's either you use your own personal accounts or you make separate brand for it. In my case, I use both. Yung pinaka-personal profile ko, kung makikita niyo yung Facebook account ko, meron ako nakalagay sa bio ko na helping entrepreneurs maximize their revenue through digital brand marketing. Diyan makikita niyo. For example, meron akong minessage sa Facebook ko or meron akong ka-network sa Facebook ko. Kapag binisit nila yung Facebook account ko, makikita nila na ito yung ginagawa ko. This is what I do for a living. And on the other side, meron din akong sarili kong brand, which is Views Digital Studio, which is my agency na ito yung ginagamit ko ever since for all of my projects. Ito na yung pinaka naging brand na attached sa akin, just because I do not want to use my own social media account, I mean yung Nian na account ko and even my own Instagram page before to market my services. Parang I don't want to create a personal brand out of that and I want to create something separate, kaya mayroong Views Digital Studio. You can do naman either way. Ang mahalaga is we get to reach to our target market. And of course, I shouldn't miss one of the... Really, it's the top thing that you should have if you want to be great at freelancing. If you want to really excel at freelancing, is having a niche. We can have a completely different episode for this one, but for you guys to not overthink it and really have an output by the end of this episode, I will give you guys an example. Let's say, ayun na, given brand designer at saka real estate brokers or realtors, yun yung magiging target mo. So, ang pwede mo maging niche or a position offer is helping struggling realtors to double their revenue through establishing profitable brands. Yun, ganun lang siya. Helping blank to blank through blank. So, you will see this on your workbook. So, ayan, lahat naman na napag-usapan natin dito sa podcast, meron siyang workbook na kasakasama nyo. So, maximize that. And ganyan lang gumawa ng parang pinaka-niche nyo. So, for me, this is niche. It is not the idea na yung niche mo ay nasa fitness. It is not yung mga coaches, finances. It is not that for me. And a niche for me is this specifically. Knowing who your target market is and positioning the perfect offer for them. Your very own perfect offer for them. Your unique offer for them. I guess that makes this podcast, this episode productive. I guess I've covered everything that you have to know with getting started with freelancing. I think with this, you could really jumpstart your journey already and become very profitable out of it. Kasi alam nyo na itong mga bagay na to. And for us freelancers na mga medyo nauna, it's kind of very difficult for us to grasp this kind of information because we really learned this, parang natutunan namin tong concept na to, yung idea na to, through experience. So guys, really, really, really do maximize these things kasi you get access to it for free and yung gagawin yun na lang is take action. So be an action star and really just take action and do something one day at a time. Hindi naman kailangan sobrang instant lahat, lahat ng natutunan mo dito, talagang i-apply mo ng isang buong araw. Well, good for you if you can do that. But for the others, let's all respect each other's pacing and all of us shall be prosperous in time. Of course, if we do take action. Okay, so I guess that's it for this episode and I believe na meron kayong mga natutunan kahit konti. Sana talaga ma-apply nyo because this is everything there is that you have to know when you're starting out. I mean, nung nagsistart ako, ang alam ko, mas super onte pa kesa dito. So kayo, you get access to this information and this is enough for you to really get started. Even though we can end here, I would like to share another one, like another topic for you guys na pwede natin madala moving forward in your freelance journey. And what's that? That is answering the question, what skills are high paying? Since a lot of you are asking me about this, I will answer it for you. Again, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you on the next one. I hope you loved this episode, and if you did, post your biggest takeaway, rave about it with your friends, and tag me at It's Nian on Instagram. I'd love to see you there, and all the best.